Shalom to all. Today's Avim Mishnah is we're going to be learning Mizrachas Me'ila, Perek Beis Mishnah Tes, all the way through Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. And the Mishnah tells us, HaKoimetz, the scoop that's taken out of the Mincha, V'alavayna, and L'avayna, the frankincense that's put on a lot of Menachos, V'akhtayras, and the Khtayras in the Beis HaMikdash, U'minchas Kayhanim, a Mincha that's brought by a Kayin, U'minchas Kayin Mashiach, or the Mincha that's brought by the anointed Kayin, which is referring to the Kayin Gadol. He brings a Mincha every single day called a Minchas Chavitin, U'minchas Nesachim, and a Mincha that's brought along with a Karban. Many Karbanos require Minchas Nesachim to be brought with them. So Ma'il and Mehem Shoktashu, one can be Ovar Me'ila with them already the moment they were designated to be such, and so they attained the level of Kedusha. Then Kadshu B'Kli, once these things were put into a Kli Shares, Hokshuli possible to Yom Chazik Purim and Belina, now they become prepared. They become possible if they were touched by a Tul Yom Chazik Purim, and also if they stayed overnight, Lina, that will possible them, and V'chayav and Ol Mishum Nesu Mishum Tameh, one can be Chayav for them because of Neser and because of Tameh. However, Pigol Ein Bahen, there is no din of Pigol with them. And why is that? Because Zakla, this is the rule, Kol Sheish L'Matirin, anything that has a matir, which means that something else needs to be done in its processing to allow us to continue or to allow us to eat it. For example, by mincha, the kaimetz has to be brought. By karban, there has to be zrikas hadam. So the kmitzah donim being brought, and the zrikas hadam is called the matir of the karban. It now allows us to continue processing the karban, and then later on down the line, if everything works out well, it could be eaten. So anything that has a matir, ein chayav and olam yishon pigol neser v'tameh ad sheyikru matirov. One can't be chayav for pigol neser v'tameh until the matir was brought. Now, v'chol she'en l'matirin, anything that doesn't have a matir, that's the end of the line. We do the avoda and that's it. We don't need any particular thing to be matir this. For example, the kaimetz itself, it doesn't have a matir, or the levaina itself, it doesn't have a matir, or the ketairas. You just burn the ketairas on the mizbeach, and that's it. It doesn't have a particular matir for it. So in these situations, kim shekadosh b'kli, the moon became kadosh in a kli, chayv olam mishum noser mishum tameh, one could be chayv for noser tameh for it, but upigol ein bay, it doesn't have a din of pigol. Now moving on to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. So up until now, we've been discussing different things that one could be chayv me'ila for, midah iraisa, and as we know from the beginning of the Masechta, if one was over me'ila and he's chayv, so he has to pay a keren, the value of what he benefited, a chaymesh, an added fifth as a penalty, and he has to bring a karbon asham and asham me'ilais to be mechaper for that. But now we're going to be getting into a stage that's called loy nenin v'loy ma'ilin. The l'chatchila, a person's not allowed to have benefit from it because it does still have some sort of status of kedusha. It is somewhat considered hektish. However, one's not going to be over me'ila if he does benefit from it. And this Mishnah is actually a copy-paste from a Mishnah Meseches Temura, and obviously the reason why I bring it over here is not for Temura purposes, but to learn about Me'ila. And with this, we learn about something called Chatois HaMesais, Karbonos Chatos that need to be left to die, as opposed to the majority of other Karbonos, that when they become possible, very often we're able to be paid to them, we could transfer their Kedusha to money, and then just buy a new Karbon with that money. Regarding five different Karbonos Chatos, there's Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, that they just have to be left to die. If something happened, we just have to cause them to die, and that is it. So here the Mishnah goes through a number of them. Vlad Chatos, the child of a Chatos. He designated a female animal as a Chatos, and then it gave birth, so that child is called a Vlad Chatos. Also, Utumuras Chatos, the exchange for a Chatos. We know there's an Isser in the Torah to make a Tumur for an animal. If a person has, let's say, a carbon oil in front of him, and he decides that he wants to transfer his Kedusha onto a different animal, he wants a second animal to be the oil, not the first one. So he says, Zu Tumuras Zu, this is an exchange for that. So that's also in a Torah, he's not allowed to do it. He's actually going to be Chayv Malkus for that. However, it does work, and the new animal does become Kadosh, but also the original animal remains Kadosh as well. So now he has two Kadosh animals in front of him. But either which way, that new animal is called the Temura. So let's say we have a Temura of a Karban Chatos, V'chatos Shemesu Ba'aleha, or a Karban Chatos that its owner died before we were able to bring it. So in all these cases, Yamusu, they just have to be left to die. These are three of the five Chatos HaMesais. What about other categories though? Sha'avar Shnasa, if its year passed, a Chatos is supposed to be within its first year of life, and now it got too old and it's within its second year of life, so it can't be brought as a karbon, or v'sha'avda, it got lost, v'shenimtze is balas mom, and then when it was found, it turned out that it had developed a mom along the way. So here it depends, because not like the previous category that we had in the Mishnah, where let's say the owner died, or it's a v'lad chatos or tumuras chatos, so here it depends. Emishikipur habaylim, if Bezin sat down to decide what to do with this animal, and ready after the owner received their kapara with another one, the owner said, you know what, it's too old, or I lost it, and I don't know what the story is, so we designated a new animal as karbon chatos, and had it brought for him, and then Bezin is sitting down to decide what to do with this animal. So here there's actually two different reasons to say that it has to be left to die. Number one, it's too old or it has a mom. Number two, the owner already received a kapar with another one that's called chatos shenis chapru balea bacheres, a karbon chatos that its owner already received a kapar with a different one, and the halachah mashmi Sinai is that it has to be left to die. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Tamos, we have to let this animal die, and it's also so not kadosh, ve'ena isa tamura, it's not even able to accomplish a tamura, it just has to say zoo to mer zoo and transfer its kedusha onto another one, it doesn't even work. Nothing happens because the animal has to be left to die. Now here's the relevance regarding meila. V'loy nenin, one lechatchila is not allowed to receive hana from it. However, v'loy meilin, one's not over meila if he does receive benefit from it, because again, it already has a status that's supposed to be left to die, so it doesn't really have kedusha anymore. However, v'mad shaloy kipra b'ilim, if the bezin is deciding what to do with this animal before the owner got a kapara through a different animal, so then all fingers are not pointing in the direction that it has to be left to die. And actually, what do we do with it? Tira achet istayev, we let it go out to graze in the pasture until it develops a mom. V'timacher, then we could sell it. V'yavid me'acheres, and we take that money that we received for it and buy a different animal. And in this case, the animal still has kedusha. Therefore, va'isa tamura, it could accomplish a tamura, and umaylin ba, one will be over me'ilah with it if he benefits from it. And we keep discussing things that loinenin, but loimaylin, meaning you're not allowed to benefit from them because they do have some sort of element of kedusha to them. However, if one does benefit, they're not over me'ilah because it's not really full-fledged hekdesh. Now this mission discusses a nazir. We know at the end of a person's nazir's period, he has to bring three karbanos, oila, chatas, and shlamim. Now the shlamim is unique in two different dinim. First of all, it's brought with 40 lachamim, 40 breads, 10 are chametz, 30 are matzah. And also, as opposed to a regular shlamim, which is allowed to be eaten for 2 days and a night, the shlamim of a nazir is only allowed to be eaten for one. So now knowing that, the mission tells us, hamavrish mazlin nazirusai, if a person designated money to be used for the karbanos of his nazir, but he didn't say what that money was for, he didn't say this is for the oila, that's for the chatas, this is for the shlamim, it's just a whole pile of money. So loy nenin, one's lechatchila not allowed to benefit from it, but loy meilin, one's not over me'ilah with it either if he does benefit and does use it. And why is that? Menei shehein ru'in lovely kulan shlamim, because all this money that he has could technically be used for a shlamim, even though he was planning on using it for three separate karbanos, since it could be used all for a shlamim, and shlamim he's not over me'ilah on until after the shchita, so that's why he's not going to be over me'ilah if he actually uses it. But again, we have his din d'rabbanan lechatchila no being nena from it. Now let's say mace, this fellow died before this money was used, so here it depends. Hayu stumin, if it was stam, which means like we had said before, he didn't say that this is for the oilo, this is for the shlamim, this is for the chatas, it's just a whole pile of money. So you pull a nadava, it all goes to a nadava box, and that's used to purchase karbanos oilo from the mizbeach. Now let's say hayu mufay rashim, it was specified, there were let's say three piles of money, and it was clear this one for the oilo, this is for the chatas, and this is for the shlamim. So what do we do with this? Dmei chatas, yelchol yama melach. The money that was designated for the chatas has to be put into the yama melach, the Dead Sea, and that's because it's no different than a chatas shmesu ba'oleo, and if we had an animal here, it would have to be left to die, and therefore the money is put in the yama melach, we can't use it at all. However, loy nen and v'loy ma'alin, one cannot benefit from it l'chatchila, but if he does, he's not over me'ilah. That's because it doesn't really have kedusha to it. Now, the next stage is demei oila. What about the money that was designated for the oila? Yaviu oila. The yarshim of the nazir bring an oila with it. U'ma'alin bahen, one could be over me'ilah with it because as regular kedusha. And u'demei shlamim, the money that was designated for the shlamim, yaviu shlamim. They should bring carbon shlamim. And v'nechalim liyom echad, it's eaten only for one day, like a shlam of a nazir, v'einatunim lechem, but it does not need bread because that's only brought by the nazir himself. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel with more dinim, Rabbi Shmuel says, Hadam, blood of a carbon, kal betchilasai v'chamer b'saifai, we're makel with it. We're lenient with its din in the beginning, but we're more chamer at the end. V'anesachim, chamer betchilasan v'kal b'saifan, nesachim, which is wine that's poured on the mizbeach, the part of the mincha of a carbon is called minchas nesachim, so we're machmer with it in the beginning, and we're makel with it at the end. Now we explain, Hadam betchila, blood in the beginning, meaning before zrika, before sprinkled on the mizbeach, ein ma'alin bai, one's not able to be ever meal with it, and this is based off of Joshua and Pasuk. It's only Yatzlan Echel Kidroin, once it flows out to the Kidroin Valley, which is basically where a lot of liquids and bloods and whatnot from the base of Mikdash would flow out to. So after it was poured on the Mizbeach and went through the channel, the Amma, that brought it out to Nachal Kidroin, then Mylan by one is able to be ever meal with it. That's only a Dindra Banan, because at the end of the day, the Avaida was done with it. And as we know from previous Mishnayos, once the Avaida is done with the carbon, it's not called Kaja Hashem anymore. So Midaraisa, you can't be ever meal with it, but Midra Banan one still is over me'ilah with this blood. So that's where we see a kul in the beginning, but a chumra at the end. And here's the other way around. Hanesachim, when it comes to the wine, batchila, mailin bahen. Originally, before the port on the Mizbeach, one is over me'ilah with it, because it's considered kach Hashem. It's part of a carbon. Whereas yatzol ashitin, once they go down to the shitin, which is like a chamber underneath the Mizbeach, that's where they flow to once they're poured on the Mizbeach. Ein mailin bahen, one is not over me'ilah with them, because havayit is already done. And we have more discussions about loinen and v'loin mailin. The Mishnah tells us, dishon Mizbeach hapnimi v'hamenayra, the ashes that are cleared away from the inner Mizbeach and the Menorah. The Menorah was lit every evening in the Beis Hamikdash. In the morning, the wicks and whatever was left over was cleared out. That's called the Dishon of the Menorah. And Mizbeach HaPanimi is the inner Mizbeach, also known as Mizbeach HaKtairis or Mizbeach HaZav. The Ketairis was burned on it every day, and the ashes were cleared away from it as well. So these ashes that were cleared away, Loi Nanin V'Loi Mayalin. Well, Chathchila was not a benefit from it, but one can't be over me'ilah with it either because it's already after their Avodah. And we know that once the Avodah of something is finished in the Beis Hamikdash, you can't be over me'ilah with it. Now here we have an interesting din opinion regarding this. Hamakdish Dishon Batchila, somebody who's Makdish the Dishon Batchila, which we'll explain in just a moment. Mailin Bay, one could be Avermila with it. This is referring to where before the ashes were cleared away, let's say from the Mizbeach, a person said, I take upon myself to donate the value of these ashes to the Beis HaMikdash. And since they're still in the Mizbeach, it hasn't yet been brought to the stage that we learned about in the beginning of the Mishnah, that Loinen Vloy Mailin, and therefore, if a person does benefit from these ashes, he is Ivar Me'ila, because now there's fewer ashes here, and so we're unable to make a proper estimation and evaluation of how much these ashes are worth to see how much the fellow has to pay to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the person who benefited from it is Ivar Me'ila. On to another discussion, back to Karbanos. We know that there's two different types of birds that can be brought as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. One is called a tar, the other is a ben yoina. A tar is a turtle dove, and ben yoina is a young pigeon, and they have to be a particular age. So if a person had designated such birds as a carbon, but they were the wrong age, and they're not able to be brought, that's what the Mishnah says. Tyrin shalai yezmanon. Tyrin, which are too young. The time hasn't yet come, so they can't be brought as a carbon. And ubnei yoina she'avarzmanon. These bnei yoina, these young pigeons, that their time had passed. They're already too old. They can't be brought as a carbon anymore either. Loinen v'loy ma'alin. L'chatchila, one's not allowed to benefit from them. However, you're not going to be ivar me'ila because they're not kachi Hashem. They can't be brought as a carbon. However, Rav Shimon argues, and he says, Tyrin shalai yezmanon ma'alin bahen. If it's a turtle dove, which is still not yet old enough to be brought as a carbon, one could be Avermila with it if it was designated as a carbon, and that's because if you wait a little bit longer, it will be old enough to be brought as a carbon, so that's why you could be Avermila with it, even though it's still too young currently. But he does agree with the following, if it's a ben yoina that's already too old, because over here it's too old, there's nothing to do about it. Moving on to Mishnah Hay, continuing to discuss, milk from an animal which is hektish, and eggs of a tar, of his turtle dove, one can't benefit from it, but again, he's not going to be Avermila if he does. Now we clarify about when was this stated? Bekachim is Beach. That's only if this animal, this bird, was designated as a carbon. So the reason why it's Loinen V'loy Ma'alin is because the eggs or the milk are not able to be brought as a carbon themselves, so they don't have the din of Kachi Hashem. That's why Loinenin, but still Loy Ma'alin. Avol, Bekachim Beth Kabayis, says the Mishnah. If this has Kedusha Beth Kabayis, which means somebody donated the bird or the animal just to be used for the Beis HaMikdash upkeep fund, and it doesn't have the Kedusha of a carbon, so then Hiktish Tarn Gailis, if he was Mikdash, let's say a chicken, Ma'alin Ba'u. One could be Ivar Me'ila with it and with its egg, because everything here, the whole package, namely anything that has value, is meant for the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore one would be Ivar Me'ila with it. Same thing, Chamar, if a person had donated a donkey or a female donkey, Ma'alin Ba Ubechalava, one would be Ivar Me'ila with it, and any milk that comes from it, even though the milk's not kosher and you can't drink it, still it could be sold, and that money could be used for the Beis HaMikdash, therefore one would be Ivar Me'ila with it. Another Mishnah describes different things that one will be Ivar Me'ila with. Kol Roy LaMizbeach V'Loy LaBetekabayis, something could be Roy for the Mizbeach. Min could be right to be brought as a carbon, and it's not right for Beth HaKabayis, which is the Beis HaMikdash upkeep fund, or the Beth HaKabayis v'loy l'mizbeach. It's the other way around. It could be right for the Beth HaKabayis, but not fit for the mizbeach. We also have a situation of loy l'mizbeach v'loy l'Beth HaKabayis. It's not fit for either, meaning you can't use this item itself for either mizbeach or for Beth HaKabayis. You'd have to sell it and use that money. In all these categories, we say ma'alin by the one could be over me'ila. So the Mishnah describes ketzad, what situation. So for example, Hikdish bar mali ma'im, he was makdish, a pit that was full of water, and the water itself could be used for Beth HaKabayis. For example, you can mix it to make cement and use that to fix the Beis HaMikdash, or a whole garbage heap, which is animal dung and refuse, that's not right for the Mizbeach or for the Kabayis. It would have to be sold and the money would be used for that. Or another example, Shaivach Mal Yoinim, a coop full of doves. The doves could be used for the Mizbeach for Karbanos, or Ilan Mali Paris, a tree full of fruits, and that's not right for either Mizbeach or the Kabayis. Or Sadam Le Asavim, a field full of grasses, that's not fit for the Mizbeach or for the Kabayis either. Mailan Behem, Ub Masham Besoychan, one be over Me'ila with them and with that which is inside them, meaning the bar itself, or the ashpa, or the shaivach, or the tree, or the field, one would be over me'ila with that, because again, that has monetary value, so if a person benefits from it, he's over me'ila, and also that which is inside of it, the bird, or the refuse, or the water, or the fruit, whatever it is, that's also subject to me'ila, because either it could be used for the mizbeach for Beth HaKabayis, or again, it could be sold, and the money would be used for that. Aval however, says Mishnah, im hektish bar, v'achach nismal mayim, if he was makdish just a bar, an empty pit, and afterwards it got filled up with water, ashpa, an empty garbage area, v'achach nismal azevel, and then it got filled with refuse and animal dung, shaivach, an empty bird coop, then it got filled with pigeons, Elon a tree, and then the fruit grew, a field that only later became filled with grasses, one is only of Me'ila with the thing itself, but not with that which is inside, because when he was Makdashit, the thing that was inside wasn't inside. That's at least Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. However, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, according to some of your sites, Rabbi Yossi Aymer, if a person is Makdash a field or a tree, one is of Me'ila not only with the tree or the field itself, itself, but also that which grows in it. Why Mimnation Gidula Hektesh? Because it's something that grew from Hektesh itself, as opposed to, for example, a bar that when water comes in, that comes from the outside. That's not from the bar itself. A tree or a field that which grows on it comes from that itself, and therefore it is considered Hektesh. Moving on with more discussions about benefiting from Hektesh. Vlad Museres, Lo Yinak Mina Museres. The child of an animal that was designated as Miser is not allowed to nurse from that which was Miser. Meaning, we know every year a person has to take all the new animals born to them that year, and he has to take off Miser Behema. He puts them in a pen, counts them 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The 10th one is Miser Behema. It brought us a carbon and it's Kadosh. And let's say that 10th one was a mother animal and it has a child that's nursing from it. The Mishnah just said the child's not allowed to continue nursing from it because mother's Kadosh, the baby's Chulin, and that means that Chulin is benefiting from Kadosh, and that's not okay. However, Vacher Misnadim Kain, one is able to Misnadiv like this. In other words, if a person knows that he might run into this issue before he designates any of them as Meister, before he starts counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so on and so forth, he makes it Tanai and says that if the mother animal comes out to be the 10th one, I'm not being Makdish its Chalav. Its milk is not Kadosh, and that is a possibility to be able to enable the baby to still nurse from the mother. Similarly, Vlad Mugdashin, the child of an animal which is Hektesh, Lo Yinak Mina Mugdashin, it's not allowed to nurse from its mother, Vachir Misnadim Kain, but one could be Misnadiv like this, so it's the same situation. If a person designated one of his animals to be Kadosh, and it had a baby with it, the baby's not allowed to nurse for him anymore, because that's Chulin benefiting from Hektesh. However, before he does this, he's able to make the stipulation that Tanai, that the milk is not Kadosh, and that's fine. Another din, Hapoilim, Lo Yechlu Migregu Shel Hektesh, workers who are working with dried figs of Hektesh, they're not allowed to eat from these figs, and V'chein Par, Lo Yechlu Mikarshina Hektesh, a cow which is threshing, is not allowed to eat from Karshina of Hektesh either, and that's even though we know that with workers and with animals that are doing work, usually they're allowed to eat from the food that they're doing work with. When it comes to Hektesh, it's different, it's learned from a Pasuk, and therefore they're not allowed to eat from it. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, going back to the discussion of Loinan and Vloimayalin, Sharsha Ilan Shal Hedyet, Bain Mishal Hektesh, Mishal Hektesh, Bain Mishal Hedyet, Loinan and Vloimayalin. We have a tree owned by Hedyet, it's just a regular plain old tree, and the roots are going into land, which is Hektesh land, or the other way around. We have a tree which is Hektesh, but its roots are extending all the way into a field which is not Hektesh, and then it could be a person wants to cut off those roots, or something's growing from those roots, and has a din of Loinan and Vloimayalin. Yulachatchila are not allowed to benefit from it, however, if one does, he's not ever Me'ila. That's because we're discussing a case where the roots are so far away from the tree, they're not actually considered the tree itself. However, since they're either in a field of Hektesh or they're coming from a Hektesh tree, L'chatchila wants a lot of benefit from them. We have a similar case, Hamayan Shu Yotzei Mitoch Shdei Hektesh. We have fresh spring of water that its source is in a field, which is just a regular plain old Chulin field, but it's being Yotzei into a field of Hektesh, meaning it flows into a Hektesh field. Loinen V'loimayalin, one can't benefit from it, but he's not over Me'ila. He's not allowed to benefit from it because it looks like it's coming from the Hektesh field, even though it's really not. But if he does take from it, he's not over Me'ila, because at the end of the day, the source is a Chulin field, so the water really isn't Hektesh, and therefore, Yatza Chutzel Sadeh, if now it flows out of the Hektesh field, Nenim Menu, one Lechatchila is allowed to benefit from it, because again, the source is a regular Chulin field. On to another din, and this has to do with Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkos. We know that every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, water was poured on the Mizbech as a whole Nisuch HaMayim ceremony. Beforehand, we had the Simchas Beis HaSheva celebration. Now, when they were doing Nisuch HaMayim on Shabbos, they would make sure to draw the water before Shabbos, leave it in golden pitchers that were not Kadosh, and only on Shabbos they would transfer it to a pitcher that was Kadosh. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. Hamayim shebekachel zav, when the water's in the golden pitcher, that's before Shabbos. Loinen v'loimoylin, l'chatchil one's not allowed to benefit from it. If he does, though, he's not over Me'ila, that's because it's not Kadosh. However, in Tzana b'tzleiches, once it's put into the jug on Shabbos, for Nisuch HaMayim, Moylin behen, then one is over Me'ila with them. Here we have another thing regarding Sukkos, Arava, these are tall branches of Aravais that were leaned against the Mizbeach, Loinen v'loimoylin, one can't benefit from l'chatchila, but one's not over Me'ila, that's because they weren't Kadosh. And Rebbe Reb Tzadok Gamer, he says, Noisan HaYomen is the Kenim B'Levehen, the elders, they would take Aravais from this huge branch of Arava and put it in their lulav, and that's perfectly fine, because we know that mitzvahs lav lahen is netnu. When a person is doing a mitzvah, it's not considered like he's benefiting at all, and therefore it's not considered nenin from these branches of Arava. And Mishnah tells us, Kain Shabarash Ilon Shal Hektesh, there's a bird's nest at the top of a tree of Hektesh. The nest itself is not actually part of the tree, so it's not Hektesh, therefore it's technically permitted. However, says the Mishnah, Loi Nen V'loi Mayalin, one can't benefit from it, but if he does, he's not over Me'ila, and that's because, this is Xer, because if we allow him to benefit from the nest, he might end up benefiting from the tree itself, and that's Hektesh. Now, what about a different situation? Sheba Asherah, let's say this nest is on a tree which is an Asherah. That means this tree was served as a Vadazara, and it's completely usher to benefit from the tree. It actually has to be cut down and burned. So Yatiz Bakane, he should knock it off with a reed. He can't climb up the tree to get it, because that's called benefiting from the tree, but he can knock it off with like a long stick or a reed or a broomstick or something like that, and then he'd be allowed to use it. Another din, Hamakdish is a Chayr. Tyresh, Mylan Bakulai. If a person's Makdesh, a forest, so one could be over Me'ila with the entire thing, which means not only the trees, but also branches and leaves from the trees. The whole thing is considered Hektesh, and one could be over Me'ila with it. Now, what about HaGizbarim Shalokhu Eso Eitzim? If the Gizbarim, the treasurers of Hektesh, they bought wood to be able to use it to make beams for Hektesh, Mylan Ba'eitzim, they could be over Me'ila with the wood itself, but Ve'ein Mylan Leba Shifoi Vleba Nevia, they're not going to be over Me'ila with the Shifoi, which is the sawdust, or the Nevia, which are the leaves, and that's because they just bought the wood for beams, and they never had any intention for the sawdust or for other small parts, such as leaves, to be Hektesh, and therefore one is not over Me'ila with it. And now we'll go on to Parag Dal Mishnah Aleph. So as we had mentioned at the beginning of the Masechta, albeit very briefly, but it was touched upon, in order for a person to be Chayiv Me'ila, there has to be a minimal amount. That's a Shavah Pruto, which means if he benefits a Shavah Pruto amount, he'd be Chayiv for that. If it's less than a Shavah Pruto, so he's not Chayiv. Now what about Siraf? What about combining a Shavah Pruto of this and a Shavah Pruto of that, of different types of Hektesh? Is that something that's going to be Chayiv Me'ila or not? So that's what this Mishnah tells us. Kachem Mizbech, when Sarfim Zayim Zayim Me'ila, anything that's designated for the Mizbech, they are Mitzarfim with each other for Me'ila. So for example, if we have two different Karbonos Oilo, or Karbon Oilo or Chatos, whatever it is, two different types of Karbonos that are designated for the Mizbech, they are Mitzarfim for each other for Me'ila. So if he benefits half a Pruta from this one, half a Pruta from that one, he's over Me'ila. And also, L'chai V'alim Mishon Pigol Noser V'tamei, Kachem Mizbech also combine for one to be Chai for Pigol Noser V'tamei, which means if we have two Karbonos that have the designation of Pigol, or two Karbonos which their meat stayed beyond the time that it's allowed to be eaten, that's nicer, or if a person's tummy and he ate from two different karbanos, in all these situations, if it was half of a kzayis from this and half of a kzayis from that, that's mitzarif and he's chayiv. Back to Me'ila, kachay b'adik habayis mitzarfim zayim zay, those things that are donated to the b'adik habayis, to the Beis HaMikdash upkeep fund, they're mitzarif with each other for Me'ila. So if a person benefits half of a pruta from this thing and half a pruta from that thing, that's going to be mitzarif and he's going to be chayiv. And kachay mizbech, v'kachay b'adik habayis mitzarfim zayim zay le'ila, even kachay mizbech and kachay b'adik habayis are mitzarif for Me'ila. So if he has an animal that's designated as a karbon and he benefited half a pruta from that, and then there was some item that was donated to the Beis HaMikdash upkeep fund, to the Beit HaKabayis, and he has half a pruta of benefit from that, so we're going to be able to combine those, and he's going to be chayiv for that. Now we're discussing the din of tziruf combination regarding different yisurim, not just Me'ila, others as well. So as Mishnah tells us, chamisha dvarim ba'ayla mitzarif from zayim zeh. There are five different parts of a carbon ayla that are mitzarif, they join to each other for multiple different yisurim, namely the isur being mal b'chutz. If he brings this up on his back outside the Beis HaMikdash, he'd be chayiv for that. Also, he'd be chayiv for pigul nicer tamei if it has a status, and also for the din of Me'ila, if with a combination of these things that we're about to mention, he has benefit of a Shavah Pruta. So what are these parts of a carbon oila? Zeh basar, that's the meat, v'achelev, the fats, v'hasoiles, the flour, which is the carbon mincha that's attached to the oila, v'hayayin, and the wine, which is used for the nesachim, that's part of the mizbeach, v'hashamin, and the oil, which is part of the mincha. Now v'shisha b'toida, there's six with the carbon toida, and we're going to see that the first five are the same, we just add on one, habasar, the meat, v'achelev, and the fats, v'hasoiles, v'hayayin, v'hashamin, flour, wine, and oil, and here with the carbon toida we add on v'halachem, and the breads that are brought along with the toida. Here we move on to another set, hatruma, which is the first thing that's separated from produce that's given to a kain, utrumas meiser, that's what the levy separates from his meiser and gives to a kain, utrumas meiser sheldamai, this is trumas meiser that's just taken off misafik because we're not so sure if the ama aretz who had the produce took it off, hachala, this is what's separated from a dough and given to a kain, vahabi kurim, and first fruits, all of these mitzar from zayim zel esar, they will be mitzar with each other, they join together to asar something. For example, if a mixture of these things falls into a dough and causes it to rise, it has the status of truma, and that's because all of these in the Torah are called truma, and also l'chayv alayinim chaymesh, to mechayv a person an added fifth. If he eats a kezias of these things, even if it's a combination, so not only does he have to pay the regular amount that he ate, but also an added fifth as a penalty. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, continue to discuss combinations of things, call it pigulin mitzarf from zayim zeh, any karbon, which has the status of pigul, that's mitzarf with each other. If a person eats it, for example, to mechayv kares, call it nisar mitzarf from zayim zeh, any meat which is left over beyond the time that it's not allowed to be eaten, that's called nisar, these are mitzarf with each other. If a person eats a kezias of a combination of different meats, call hanevelas mitzarf azum zo, any nevela is mitzarf with each other. We know that an animal that dies without being shechted is called nevela, and besides the fact that it's also to eat it, it actually is matame, somebody who touches it or holds it or carries it, so all nevelas are mitzarf with each other. Also call ashratzim mitzarf from zayim zeh, all creepy crawlies, they're mitzarf with each other. For the shia that a person eats them, he's going to be chayiv malkus. And also dam hasheretz ubesari mitzarfin, the blood of a sheretz and its meat are mitzarf as well. This is specifically referring to the eight shratzim that are mentioned in the Torah, not just regular creepy crawlies, but the specific eight shratzim that the Torah talks about that says that they have a din of a sheretz. We're actually more machmir with them that even the size of an adasha, the size of a lentil, is metame, and that's also iser of eating. So we have another chumrah that is both the blood and the basar of these shratzim are mitzarif. And we conclude the Mishnah with Kal Amar Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua says a general rule: Kal she tumas shir shavin mitzarif from zayim zeh. If its type of tuma and the shear that one needs in order to be chayiv are the same, so then mitzarif with each each other, like we had said, Nevela or Shratzim or something like that. However, Tum'asai V'loi Shirai, if it has the same status of Tum'ah, but the Shir is different, for example, Sheretz and Nevela, they both are Matame the same level of Tum'ah, but the amount that is Matame is different, or Shirai V'loi Tum'asai, it has the same Shir, but it's a different type of Tum'ah, for example, Nevela and meat that comes from a dead person, that is a different level of Tum'ah, but it's the same Shir that's Matame, or L'loi Tum'asai V'loi Shirai, two totally separate things, the Tum'ah is different, and the Shir, the amount that we need to Matame is different, so in all these cases, aim to start from Zemzet, there is no din of tziruf. And we can be discussing a din of tziruf when we have two different yisurim. Are we able to combine them with each other? That if a person has half a shear of this and half a shear of that, so he's chayiv, he's over, he's going to get malchus, let's say. So Mishadal tells us that pigel v'noiser ain't mitstarf from zemzeh. Half a shear of pigel and half a shear of noiser are not mitstarf with each other. Why is that? Because it's two different names, it's two different yisurim. Also, a sheretz v'hanevela, a dead sheretz and a dead animal, v'chen hanevela b'sar hameis, or a dead animal and basar from a dead person, ain't mitstarf from zemzeh latame. They're also not mitstarf with each other to mitame. Afilu kekal shebishnehen, even with the lighter of the two tumas, that's because they're two different lavim, two different yisurim. However, says the Mishnah, ha'oichal shenitma ba'ava toma, v'shenitma b'vlada toma, mitstarf him zemzel atama kekal shebishnehen, if we have two different foods, and they both became tame, just with different levels of toma, one touched an ava toma, so it means it became a reshine, one touched a vlada toma, which is another way of saying a reshine, and so it became a sheni, these two foods are mitstarf with each other, they are now matame, like the lighter of the two, so we take the lighter of these two tomas that we have here, which is a sheni, and then if that touches something else, that's a shlishi, and so in this way, we will have tziruf even with two different levels of toma. We're going to start for the day and pick up tomorrow on Mishnah Hey, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.